Hello there and welcome to my website this week. Glad you're taking a few minutes to look over my what I have posted and also my new column up this week that involves insurance rates in Louisiana. I've watched the legislature closely and actually monitored states all over the Gulf South because of the terrible problem we're having down here with property insurance. A lot of you know that after Katrina, it was very hard to find affordable insurance in this part of the country, and it's becoming more so on any coastal area, both in this country as well as those of you who listen and live in coastal areas throughout the world. We've got a lot of California and New York listeners, and you know that because of a variety of weather factors, it's harder and harder to get affordable property insurance. In Louisiana, it's just about priced out of range for many lower middle income homeowners. They just can't afford to pay it. And unfortunately, I'm getting a lot of reports about people who just don't buy insurance, rolling the dice and taking a chance that nothing's going to happen to their home. That's a sad situation, living in such a an area like this that is prone to bad weather situations. And so I sure hope we can do something about it. I said in my column this week that states all over the Gulf South are taking some very aggressive action towards helping homeowners with mitigation, giving them tax credits for fixing up their home, making it more protective for hurricanes that may hit their area. And they're doing that in South Carolina, doing it in Texas, doing it over in Mississippi. And then the legislatures in those various states, from the Carolinas all the way around to Texas, are firming up their state-run insurance company, the place of last resort. Nobody really wants the state in the insurance business, but you get into some very high-exposure coastal areas, and no insurance company wants to sell insurance there. And I can understand that, because you're going to have some pretty heavy claims, and the rates are just going to be out of sight. So every state forms a residual plan, a plan of last resort. In Louisiana, they did this convoluted Citizens Property Insurance Company that's been a disaster, under major investigation, already been some indictments, going to be some more. It was a creation of the Department of Insurance and the biggest single financial disaster in the state's history, and did not solve our problem, only exasperated our problem. I've written at length about Citizens on our website. You can pull up our website and see a lot of the things I'm talking about there. So, in any event, I made the point that the legislature in Louisiana is kind of, it's kind of like a, you know, Nero fiddled in, well, Rome burned. Well, the legislature is fiddling and not doing anything about insurance, where states all over the Gulf South are being very, very aggressive, and that's the focus of the column this week. You'll also see a guy that I've gotten to know well over the last few years, General Russell Honoré, on the front page of my homepage, and he's written a new book. I want to get it. It's called Survival, and he gives some of his memories of his commanding the Joint Task Force over Katrina. He was the main general in charge down here, and he gives a little anecdote that I thought was kind of strange. He recalls that about 3 weeks after the storm devastated the Gulf Coast, he was invited to Baton Rouge to hear Governor Kathleen Blanco deliver a speech to a joint session of the legislature. Well, he gets there, and they have Vice Admiral Thad Allen, who headed up FEMA, Lieutenant General Steve Bloom, who headed up the National Guard Bureau. They've all got prime seats with their name on it, and Honoré didn't have a seat, but he went unmentioned in his speech. And she thanked FEMA and the National Guard. They gave a standing ovation to Allen and Bloom. And the general, over the whole procedure, doesn't even get noticed. And he says in his book, he says, "I don't know to this day if the snub was political or racial." Now, Honoré is black, and of course, Blanco, the governor, is white. And he goes on, I'll quote from his book, he says, "In my heart, I want to believe she ignored me and the federal troops because of the old federal-state friction and not because of my race. But I spent 23 years in that state, Louisiana, being snubbed because of my race, and could not help but think this was more of the same old crap my family had been hearing for years." And he said he never told Blanco about his humiliation. And so in any event, it was a bad affair. I know Kathleen Blanco well. Obviously, she had some huge problems as governor, and her staff was not the most organized operation in state government. It was a real, so she had a staff that didn't keep an eye on things, and I just think it slipped through the cracks. I don't know her to be racial, and I don't think it was political. It just was a mistake, but Honoré took it as a real snub, and I wrote about it on my website this week and also put a picture of the general and I. He's been on my radio show on several occasions. Quite an interesting fellow. He now is in the private sector, heading up a consulting firm in Atlanta. Says he may want to come back to Louisiana one day and get in politics. So be quite a fella to get involved, quite a crusty character, and I'd encourage him to do so. So that's a little idea of some things you'll see on my website. I'm starting to do a weekly report, as you'll see, video-wise, on different aspects of my various radio shows I do in New Orleans and Baton Rouge both. Hope you'll keep an eye on things. We'll keep talking about the changes in Louisiana, the legislature, as we get into the summer. I'm going to head off in a couple of weeks to North Carolina, and I'll make some comparisons of the two states while I'm up there. So hope you have a good week. Glad you're listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.